You're listening to the Wedding People podcast, hosted by Rhianna Elizabeth and Rebecca Brennan Brown.
On this podcast, we talk about all things wedding. So if you're getting married and want to know wedding planner secrets, this is the show for you.
In this podcast, we may say the odd naughty word. So if you don't want to hear us dropping the F-bomb, we suggest that you listen to us later.
You can find more helpful information and show notes at www.theweddingpeoplepodcast.com. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Hi guys, it's just me for this intro because, as a lot of you are, Rhianna's currently looking into the current situation and what that means for her wedding. So I thought I would just explain a little bit about what you can expect from us in the next coming weeks and months. So if you follow us on Instagram, which is at the Wedding People Podcast, you'll know that we posted on our stories the other day asking what you want to hear about, whether you want to hear about coronavirus and action plans, or if you want to hear something different and you're sick of hearing about it. The results were pretty split. So what we've decided to do is upload today's episode, which is around entertainment ideas for your wedding. And we're going to record a separate episode about rescheduling, what that means, things to be aware of, all of that kind of stuff. So that will be coming. Truth be told, we weren't going to upload this episode because we thought it might be insensitive to upload something around entertainment, considering the current situation for a lot of people. But you guys asked for lighthearted and something not related. And I think by the time you get to the end of this, you'll agree that it's ridiculously lighthearted. So we hope you enjoy it. And there will be an episode on the current situation in the next couple of days. So do keep your eye out for that. And throughout this whole process, we will keep updating you as and when we can. And yeah, just giving you the best information that we can to the best of our knowledge. And yeah, hopefully we can help you out. But we are both wedding planners, so if you need a bit of advice, if you're a bit stuck on anything, drop us a message on Instagram and we will do our best to try and help you. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode and we will follow up soon.
What would you like to talk about today, Rhianna?
I would like to talk about wedding entertainment, Rebecca.
Okay.
Define wedding entertainment.
Ceremony entertainment, reception entertainment, evening entertainment, bands, you know, duos, trios, caricaturists, iPad artists, doodle people, all sorts.
So we thought we would just spend today's episode going through some cool ideas, some different ideas, and some more traditional things that we've seen that we just thought are kind of cool. Seems to be a question that we get a lot. They're particularly important, I think, in that gap in between your ceremony and dinner.
Yes.
I think that's the most important time to make sure that people stay entertained because it can be quite long, as discussed in our previous episode. Do you want to go first?
I first want to talk about the old photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as people say that they're overdone, at the end of the day, you are creating a way to capture fun photos of your guests. I don't think that could ever be a bad idea.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. And you can get, like, I think what's overdone is the, like, mirror ones. It's really hard to tell, though, isn't it? Because, like, we see these things all the time. And the one that I see all the time is the mirror photo booths with, like, a box of props, which they're really cost-effective. So like they're a good option from that point of view, but you can also get some really different, really cool things.
Yeah. I'm sorry for clicking. It's because I've got all these links open to things that I want to talk about. So when you hear me clicking on the podcast, it's not me just like browsing Daily Mail. So a company that I've used before and that do have a variety of photo booth options, it is worth noting that they are more expensive than a standard traditional booth. It's megabooth.com. And they do vintage booths, projector pods, they do GIF or JIF or whatever you want to pronounce it, photo pods, ball pits, photo rooms. They've got a Mini Cooper, a taxi, a VW Beetle. So they have quite a lot of options. They've even got a little van, a wedding taxi, lots of fun things. But I would say that they are a premium supplier.
Mm. Yeah, there are loads of different options that you can get now. Yeah, I think the vintage, like, Polaroid ones are kind of cool. Ones that are, like, you can get all sorts now, can't you? Like, the camper van things. Yeah, so there's loads of different options now that you don't just have to go with the, like, mirror traditional ones.
You can get backdrops as well. So you can just get the pods with the backdrop and stuff like that. So I don't think they'll ever get old. You can also get higher Polaroid cameras. Yeah. And, you know, put up like the strings of, you know, string in your venue and then pegs. And then let everyone peg them on the string. You know, there's loads of little things that you can do in regards to photography.
Yeah, definitely. I saw this really cool photo booth on Instagram the other day. I'll send it to you. It's got like a pampas grass backdrop. It's wicked.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I love pampas grass.
Moving on to... Mm-hmm. I've got a very fun list. I don't know what one to pick. I'm going to go pineapple bar. This is just something that's a bit different. If you search for Lucky Pineapple Bar on Instagram, I promise you, so you've not seen anything like
Matthew,
it.
Matthew Pineapple Bar.
Lucky Pineapple Bar.
Oh, sorry. Fuck me. Lucky Pineapple. Come on. Oh, why is my internet being so shit? There it is.
It's very cool.
Oh my god, I want, oh no, I want this now.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
This is a cute little thing. You can't have this, you're allergic to pineapple.
I still love pineapple though.
They say, I know, but you can't have it because you're allergic to it.
But you could have like a little Aperol spritz thing. It'd be so cool. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's really cute. It's basically this little mobile pop-up pineapple themed bar. It's so cute. Go and check it out on Instagram.
It's got a pineapple on top of it.
It does. Me and Rebecca will go to an event where they'll be serving food and it'll have pineapple on it. And she's like, oh, I'm allergic to pineapple. And then she just eats it.
Yeah, well, got to live life on the edge, haven't you?
Okay, yes, I like that.
So, Lucky Pineapple Bar.
Moving on to something a little bit more traditional... Toastmasters. Now, I've worked with this Toastmaster before and think that he is utterly amazing. He is quite a young, hip Toastmaster. His name is Jamie Paskin and he is known as JP Toastmaster. And he is such a lovely guy. I think we've actually talked about him before on the podcast.
Yeah, you
he's basically an extension of the planning. He's just amazing. He's really great. He's an extension of your team as well, because he'll rally everybody up when it comes to your photos. Like, he is just great. If you're looking for that traditional element but with a bit more of a fun, quirky twist, JP is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, Toastmasters can be really useful at weddings, particularly if you don't have a wedding planner.
Exactly. They are really, really great. We love the Toastmasters.
I am now going to talk about silent discos, because I've got, I think, two people doing them this year. And I love them.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool. It's also, so one of the ones that I've got, and one of the couples that I have that are having a silent disco, are basically using their ceremony tent as the silent disco tent later, which I quite like. Mm-hmm. I think that's got like a festival-y kind of feel to it, that after everyone's done and you've... want to continue the party a bit, you can go into a separate tent. Your caterers would love you for that as well, because that means that they'll be able to start clearing the main tent. Also, I think the main reason that people do this is because of like late licenses. So if you can't have music on past a certain time, they're a really good way of like keeping the vibe going and not letting your music license be too much of an issue.
And they're actually really cost effective. There's a company that I've used before called the Silent Disco Company. And to dry hire them, so to just have around 175 of the headphones, it's about £310 plus VAT. And they just deliver via DPD to you, and then you send them back. Very, very simple.
What do they connect to? Does everyone listen to the same music?
No, you've got two or three transmitters, so you can change on the side of the headphones, but it's only... there's not, like, multiple playlists. There's like, two or three different channels. Does that make sense? So you could have, like, maybe an 80s channel or a noughties channel or R&B or whatever like that. It's not, like, unlimited. You can just play whatever song you want. There's just, like, three different playlists, if that makes sense.
Right.
And if you want to hire them with someone, with a technician, so you don't, you're worried about it not working, you know, stuff like that, then it's around £655 plus that for 175 headsets with a staff member.
Mm.
So it's quite cheap, I think. I don't think it's extortionate, really.
Yeah. Cost effective, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your next thing?
I want to do a shout out to the Travelling Hands, because Tom, who is a member of the Travelling Hands, is fabulous, and he offers a roaming band who are so full of energy, so much fun. I've worked with them over in Paris. They're just brilliant. Really, really, really great guys. They're all suited and booted. I would say that they're, you know, a premium option, but they are great for roaming trio for your drinks reception throughout your dinner. They're around, they can range between £3,000 and £5,000, which is quite a lot of money, but that is for a professional band. But if you have a different budget, it's always worth getting in touch with them and seeing how they could help and if they're available.
I know you rave about them all the time. Going back to something again that's a bit more traditional, you did this at your engagement party and I thought it was fun. The, like, also a Mr. and Mrs. thing.
Yes.
That was good.
It was good. It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. It's just a bit of a laugh.
Like, yeah.
Just a bit of time where you don't have to take things too seriously and, like, not be on your best behaviour and all that sort of stuff. Like, I just think it's a bit of fun. So for anyone that's not seen it, it's where you, like, sit back to back with your partner and you get asked questions and you have, like, a paddle that says him or her, or, you know, and you basically have to answer some questions, and it's just hilarious to see what each other thinks of each other. Maybe just make it lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No serious questions or questions regarding bed romantics. It'd be good to avoid.
Yeah, let's not do that. Next.
I know this has been done again before, but they're so popular. I'm going to say the singing waiters, mate.
I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out. It's not 2012.
Oh.
Not having it.
You're not having singing waiters?
Nah.
I like them.
Tell me why you like them.
I know a few people are having them as well, so they're probably going to be incredibly offended that you don't have them.
Sorry.
No, it's each to their own. I get it. I went off them a couple of years ago, but it's only because I saw a company recently, the Silver Service Singers, and I think they're really, really good. I think they're fun. And everyone loves them.
Yeah, no, they are fun, but I'll tell you what's more fun. Drag queens.
Oh, well. Alright. Yeah.
Just saying.
Drag queens. Drag queens are so much fun.
So
yeah, basically, let's get the entire cast of RuPaul Drag Race at my wedding.
Oh, that'd be the dream. Before I had seen RuPaul's Drag Race, and I distinctly remember this, right? I was in the car driving to Cambridge, and you started going mad because Davina DeCampo had messaged us on Instagram. And I was like, what on earth? Why does she care so much? This is weird. And then I watched it and I was like, ah, now I get it. Do you remember that?
I introduced you to this. I was telling you to watch it for so long and you did not. Mm-hmm. And then I lost my actual shit when Davina DeCampo messaged us. She commented and then messaged us back. And I was like jumping around the entire house. And now Rebecca is a huge fan. However, you made an epic vow. She says to me.
Yeah, I did.
Did you know that there's a new season of RuPaul's Drag Race on Netflix? I was like, there's only one episode. She's like, no, I've watched loads. Turns out she was watching season 9.
Season 9, guys. Season 9.
Sasha Velour. Is that her one?
Yes. Did Sasha Velour win?
I'm not telling you.
No, tell me who won.
No, I'm not telling you. You have to watch it. It's going to be... It is the most epic final.
Is it?
Ever. Oh my god, it's so good. Her bit is so good. Oh my god.
What?
Not saying anything else. Gotta watch it. It's so good.
I'm on it. I'm down to the final five, so I'm not far off, to be fair. So yeah, drag queens. I just have this image in my head of a celebrant being a drag queen, and I want it to happen.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
How cool would that be?
I'd get my cousin to dress up in drag. No, okay, maybe not. Oh yeah. So much fun. All about that. All about a drag queen. Every which way. Oh my god, a drag queen toastmaster.
Yeah. See, like.
Yes.
Like, I just don't think there are any more sassy, like, fun. Yeah, oh god, I want it. Mm-hmm. I want a drag queen. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry. For another time.
Calm down.
Okay.
Do you know what else is fun? For outdoors weddings. You know, old school sports day?
Mm.
Sack race, egg and spoon race.
Yeah.
The three-legged race, or is it the two-legged race, or whatever it was. Yeah. They're always great fun for outdoors, because you've always got that, the outdoor Jenga and the lacrosse. Is it? No, it's not lacrosse. What is it? It is lacrosse. You know, well, Alice in Wonderland and what they.
Who on earth is playing lacrosse? That's not lacrosse.
What is it then?
You mean the thing where you hit a ball with the hammer?
It's lacrosse!
That's not lacrosse.
Mate, it's lacrosse.
Google it now. I'm telling you, that is not lacrosse. Lacrosse is a, like, aggressive sport.
And it's called lacrosse. Oh, I've just Googled it. So you can apologise to me now.
Nah, that is not lacrosse. You're talking about bowls with a hammer.
Croquet.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh.
They're very different things, mate. One's played by old people. One's played by, like, private school girls. Aggressive ones. Very different things.
Stick and a ball, same situation. Same thing.
Sort of.
No?
You've got a ball and a stick.
Anyway, I know you're gonna totally screw me over and you're not gonna edit that out.
No, I'm not editing that out.
You are not editing it out. Everyone's gonna think I'm really stupid. Sorry that I don't know all of my lawn games, guys.
Right. Distinctly related to my last point on drag queens, my next point is a glitter bar.
Oh,
have you seen these yet?
Yeah. I did them for a bar mitzvah before. Yeah, good fun.
I want it. Basically, if you've not seen them, have a look at Eco Stardust because they're biodegradable. And basically what they do is they will come to your wedding and they will paint your face in glitter nicely.
I want this.
Imagine like classy face paint in glitter.
How much are they? I want them. Yeah, good fun. Love that. Check with your venue if you're allowed it first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Usually they'd be fine, but if it's like a listed or like a museum or something like that, it might be a bit funny. But that's good fun.
And I know what else I like? Buy your own, I'll have to try and find who it is. But there was someone at... Right, this is the worst. I apologise in advance for this. It was either the Unwedding Show... Almost Curious, and there was someone that was selling like glitter bar kits, so they basically like do it all for you in a box and then just like let you crack on.
That could get messy though. No,
yeah, good. Yeah,
good for festival weddings, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
face painting and, you know,
really cool
henna and temporary tattoos, which I really want, and Oliver said no.
Is he still saying no? Because that was on my list. I think that's a really cool thing to do too.
I really want, and I found an amazing girl on Etsy. Mm. Etsy's a really great place to find things like that. And they do like little caricatures of your faces. I'm going to have them. Fuck Oliver.
Yeah, I think you should do them. How much are they?
£126 or something like that for 100.
Ah, do it.
However, Oliver's point was they're not eco-friendly.
Right, so the eco-friendly thing... I think do what you can in a way that makes sense, but you can't not live your life because it's not eco-friendly, because otherwise you'd be living in a hut.
True. I did my Morrison's order last night. Everything was delivered in plastic. All of the vegetables, everything. I was like, oh, plastic everywhere.
Exactly. So yeah. If Oliver's going to say they're not environmentally friendly, then I hope he doesn't get any food with bags on it. And I hope he lives in the dark in a shed. Otherwise, he's a hypocrite.
Yeah. I'm like, hang on, you're only saying that. I think he's only bringing this up.
Oh, 100%. Right? Because you're right. You're 100% right. Him. Yeah.
Yeah. That's because exactly there's other things at our wedding that are not completely and utterly sustainable. So we're doing everything we can, like with the florists and stuff like that. But please, I'm just going to get them.
I think it would be really cool.
I really like them. Okay. How big are they? Thank you. Small. Small. Probably.
Because if they're like back tattoos, then no.
No. No, they're small. They're only small.
You like, know, like when people like get their Ben pictures Affleck. Of their kids.
Yeah, that huge Ben Affleck style huge tattoo all over your back. No, 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 no.
If they're like wee ones, I'll have one.
Would you have one?
Yeah, I would.
But yeah, okay, fine. Would you put one on your face for me, Rebecca? No. Would you put my face on your face?
No. That's where I draw the line. You would. Depended on the amount of tequila, potentially. My second to last point is on live chefs or some sort of like live food activity. I just think it makes it kind of cool, whether that's a dessert station or whether that is like the wedding that we did a couple of weeks ago where it was like paella just in big serving dishes in the middle. I think there's something really nice about like someone serving the whole table. And that someone being like a guest rather than like a waiting staff person, it just makes it feel a bit more homey. And if you want to be super extra about it, you can have, do you remember that event we went to at Kensington Palace? Were you there?
Which one?
Maybe it wasn't you. Yeah, it was you. It's got to be you.
What? The one who else are you going to events with without me? Thank you very much.
It was Blue Strawberry that catered it. And they had like catering stations in four corners of the pavilion. And they literally like made the food in front of you. So that's the extra option.
I love that. I love, live cooking stations are always good. Sushi stations are good for that. And you can get oyster shuckers that go around with little barrels on them and they shuck the oysters. I'm saying oysters because I thought I hated them. Turns out I love them.
Nah, fuck that. Absolutely not.
Oh, I love them. I had them with some shallots and some red wine. I felt so sophisticated, not gonna lie.
Nah. Drop me
no,
out.
No, not for you. Fine. Okay.
No. Just not a fish person, am I?
You're not a fish person, so to be fair, an oyster is probably the worst thing you could ever... Have you tried
one? No. Why would I try one? Why would I want to, like, shove a, like, what is effectively looks like phlegm down your throat?
I felt so happy because I'd always thought I hated them purely because I bought one from Asda once when I was like 18 thinking I was super fancy with like my bottle of Carver and literally, unfortunately, sorry listeners, spat it out because it was gross, but I didn't put anything on it and I tried to chew it, so that was probably bad. So then I went to a fancy place in London and everyone was like, try your oyster. I was like, oh no. And I was like, oh no, actually I'm going to be fancy and attempt it, and screwed my face up and then was like, oh, it's quite nice. No. Yeah.
Well, honestly, the thought
I can't believe you've just done a gag noise on our podcast.
Sorry. It was an accident. Nah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, back to entertainment and moving away from food and fish and moving on to a balloon artist, guys. Super fun. Massive hats, swords. What could be better than a balloon artist, please?
Right. I'm just confused.
Clearly not.
I'm just confused. No.
Why are you confused? It's a balloon
that gets made. I know what a balloon artist is, but I just wasn't aware that your wedding was full of four-year-olds.
Hey, you give enough people tequila, they'll act like four-year-olds. Trust me.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you clearly don't like that idea, but I think it's great because you can have guitars, you can have balloon jewellery, you can give yourself a nice accessory. No?
Nah.
Fine.
Soz.
Fine.
My final point is advice cards, which I think is probably super boring, but I also think they're really fun.
Oh, you're right. Knock off my balloon artist for advice cards.
Yeah, soz. if you can do that, though... That'd be great because I've got some great things that I would like to share with you.
You could just share it to me without having to write it on a card. But explain more about what you are saying.
Okay, so advice cards, you know what they are, like the little pieces of paper that you, like maybe they're on the back of the menu or something like that, that are on the tables, that you can leave a little bit of advice for the bride and groom. I'm absolutely not thinking about this in a way of leaving them nice things. Like, I'm not looking for advice that's like, make sure you never go to bed angry and stuff like that. Like, I want funny things. I want funny stuff that's going to be funny. That's what I would say on it.
Funny stuff that's going to be funny. Look, excellent.
At this point in great. Time, we've been on the phone for an hour and 15 minutes. My brain's melting.
Okay.
Have you got any more?
Well, you could go on forever, couldn't you? Caricaturists are always fun. You can get the iPad artists now that go around.
Mm.
They've been around for quite some time now.
Yeah. I won't slag them off, though.
But there's more. There's loads more. We'll do another. We'll do, like I said, we'll do another one. We'll revisit it. There's, at the end of the day, we can't waffle on too long because people will just get bored of us. But we'll do another one. And we'll just take notes of what we've talked about and then add new things in.
All these things are coming out all the time. And trends change, and like I said about singing away to spin 2012, things go in and out of fashion. I don't know, popularity.
Yeah, because that whole celestial thing, like tarot cards and palm readers, that's really popular at the moment. Lots of things like that.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
All right, well, thank you very much for talking to me about entertainment, Rebecca.
Oh,
I just ran the wrong way. Oh,
stole my line.
That's your line. You can take the line back. I didn't like saying it. Didn't feel right.
I don't want to now.
Oh.
No. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Wedding People podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. And don't forget, you can always get in touch via the details on our show notes. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you can tune in to our next episode.